of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
That's how people are, humans. God ain't like that. See, God has predetermined a pathway for you already. There's a pathway for you to walk already. That's why we're to walk in wisdom, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. But God has a predetermined pathway. What he has chosen for you, he's already predetermined a pathway. And the wonderful thing is, he will help you get there. God just don't say, go and make it on your own, do the best you can, hang in there till Jesus comes. No, God is always out trying to help the angels. If you'll listen, when God speaks, he'll speak peace. And and it's from the position of peace that you hear, that you get direction and guidance. Not from anxiety, not out of fear. See, a lot of spiritual warfare is based or predicated upon fear. People are fighting but because they're afraid. You're fighting the wrong battle. The greatest weapon against the enemy that you have is your peace. It is a spiritual weapon. Amen. Why? It's the atmosphere of heaven. That's what governs the atmosphere of heaven. One thing about heaven is sure full of peace. And when you're full of peace, it's easy to hear. Easy for God to direct you. It's a weapon. The word says in Romans 16:20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan. Have you ever noticed most things in the world are always after your peace? Amen. Even if it's not evil or, you know, sinful, just the overload of information. Amen. Just sit in front of the TV long enough, you won't have no peace. Lord Jesus, I'm going to bed. And lost your peace. Because all these commercials, all this information, but behind it is the prince of the power of the air. Amen. Now remember, he's only a prince. Anytime I say that, I'm going to have to refer to this. He's only a prince. A prince has to get authority from a king. Right? He, otherwise, he has no authority. A king can shut a prince down and say, stay in your room. And the prince got to stay in the room till the king let him out. So he's the prince of the power there. But Jesus said he has made us to be kings of the earth. That's something else some of us need to know about. God has made us priests and kings. Priests represent God to their family, to others. That's what priests do. Amen. And kings govern. He's made us to be kings and prophets as well. Prophets hear from God and take us to the people. Priests go before God for the people. We are kings and priests in the earth. So always remember that. This is another thing. This is what God has said about us. This is who we are. So he's predetermined a pathway. Philippians 1:6. If you'll get that on the screen for me. Philippians 1:6. It says this. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you. Would you confess that to be true? God has begun a work in you. It's a good work. With all the noise that's in this earth realm and in this world system, when you think about the goodness of Jesus, when you're at peace, you realize God is good. All he's ever been is good. He that had begun a good work in you will perform it. He will perform it. Until the day of Jesus Christ. Tell somebody, God will perform it. See, where we miss it is like the deception with Adam and Eve. When they saw their nakedness, immediately they sowed fig leaves. Question, are you sowing fig leaves today? Are you trying to justify or fill that void with your own righteousness? Or do you understand that God's got to perform this? Amen. No matter what our state, no matter what we've been through, God has to perform it. Amen. He that has begun the good work will perform it. Yes. Tell somebody right now, get rid of those fig leaves. Stay transparent before God. Amen. Stop hiding from God. Amen. Stop trying to cover up with stuff. Amen. You see, God has foresight, hindsight, and insight. Amen. He has created a strategy for you. I'm talking about the mind of the Lord. He's created a strategy to bring you into His pathway and purpose for your future. God already has a strategy in place. Hindsight, foresight, and insight. He's got sight. He sees it all. One of the things we have to understand about the mind of the Lord is before He ever started with you, He finished with you. Ever before God started you on your journey, He had finished your journey. It's a finished work. So what are you all twisted up in knots about? Can't eat. Can't sleep. Worried about tomorrow. He holds tomorrow. Outside of your just, you know, total disobedience or rebellion against God, you've been serving God. Amen. You're not perfect, but you've been serving God. Amen. You've been walking. God's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for available people. Amen. He never asked you to be perfect. Amen. Now, Jesus in you is perfect. Amen. And He's perfecting those things that concern you. But it's a journey. It's a process. So get rid of that perfectionist attitude. You get down on yourself, kicking yourself, mad at yourself because you didn't do it just right. You missed crossing one of the T's. Now you can't sleep. God uses available people. That doesn't mean that we don't strive, not in the flesh, but in the spirit, for excellence. We want to do unto God our very best. But if you're honest with yourself, there are times you miss it. And that's when the devil talks to you and you listen to him. Stop listening to him then. No, you're still a child of God. God doesn't change up on you. We're going to talk about this deeper because there's the mind of Christ too, how we're to conduct our lives here in the earth. And when you're not conducting it with the mind of Christ here on the earth, okay, sometimes there are repercussions. Sometimes you go through stuff here, but that still hasn't changed God's mind about you. Amen. So sometimes we just need to pull ourselves together. Make up our own mind. But see, what does the word say? He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And if the devil has been waging war in your mind, kick him out. Let the peace of God rule in your heart and your mind. Amen. 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 So God has a strategy to take you into your future. He has already placed the necessary provision and grace before the need arises. Amen. I'm not talking about your experience in the past. I'm talking about the mind of the Lord. He has already provided. Jehovah
Jireh.
God's not waiting up in heaven till a situation comes up and say, okay, what do we do now? I think I need to do this. God sits back and laughs at your enemy. Sometimes they laugh at you. Because you be acting like a chicken with his head cut off. But we all learn, right? We learn to wait upon the Lord. We learn to trust in the Lord. We learn to wait for his wisdom. We learn to wait for his voice. We learn not to react to everything. Let me give you an example. Let me have one of the elders up here just a second, okay? I'm going to let you be Abraham.
Okay, thank you.
Right over. I'll be the goat. You know, when Abraham was called to offer Isaac, right? They had to go to Mount Moriah. And servants were with them. And when they saw Mount Moriah a distance off, Abraham said to the servants, stay here. In essence, servants can go only so far. Amen. This is a little caveat here. Servants can go only so far. It's sons that go all the way. So see, you can be serving in the church, but the goal is to become a son. Because sons inherit everything. Servants are well taken care of, but Abraham said, you stay here. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and will return again. See, this was for the father and the son. But I'm the goat. Abraham started up the mountain with Isaac. Isaac's wondering, now where is the sacrifice? Hey, Dad, this is kind of weird. You got wood or you got fire? What are we going to burn? What are we going to kill a bird here? Abraham said, well, the Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. Abraham started up the mountain. Take the first step. As he started up with Isaac on that side of the mountain, unbeknownst to him, there was a goat who got a command from God. Don't let them see you till I say so. But going up, as he goes up, you go up. No, stay there, stay on the first. He's on the second round, stay right there. Because if they decide to go back, I'm going to send you back. But see, the goat was the provision. So as Abraham was obedient, his mind was set on the mind of the Lord. If God slays Isaac, he gave me this son and said all the nations of the earth will be blessed in him. So God can't change his mind. So something got to happen here. He either got to resurrect Isaac, something got to go down here. Because God is not a man that he'll lie to me. Amen. So Abraham is there. His mind is made up. God will provide himself a sacrifice. And so the goat. They can't see him. They don't hear him, right? Abraham takes another step up. Isaac is doubting. Take another step up. Isaac is doubting, but he says, no, God going to do it. The goat is on the way up. Abraham comes before the altar. Gets there and does everything that God told him to do. And the goat is still hiding. But he's there. What the provision.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.